morning, everybody. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hello, Abby. Nice to see you. Hello, you three young ones. Three young ones, there they are. Yep. Good morning, Esther. Peter. Nothing's nicer than seeing young people in church, isn't it? And it's for you too. Welcome back. Welcome. Hallelujah. Sing to the Lord a brand new song. Praise Him in the company of all who love Him. Let all Israel celebrate their sovereign Creator, Zion's children exulting their King. Let them praise His name in a dance. Strike up the band and make good, great music. But why? Because God delights in His people. Feston's plain folk with salvation garlands. So that's what you are. Plain folk with salvation garlands. And I presume that garlands are a head when they do flowers, isn't it? Is that what a garland is? That's who we are this morning. Today we come because we do want to praise Him in the company of those who love Him. That's why we come to worship. We come as a family to spend time with Jesus together. We can sit at home and we can worship at home and it's really precious, but He loves it. And it loves us worshipping when we come together as a family. It's a very thrilling thing for His heart. So today, that's what we're going to do. We're going to come and say thanks to Him. We're going to learn together. And we're going to enjoy each other's company and encourage each other in our beliefs and our faith and our relationship with Jesus. So let's start with a wonderful song called What a Friend We Have in Jesus. It's a beautiful thing, because as a church, that's who we are and what we're here for. Thank you, Joe.
All our sins and
pray. We praise you because you give us life. We praise you because you want to know everything and care for everything within our lives and what's happening for us. Lord, a lot of us are carrying loads at the moment. Loads that are emotional as we make decisions to care for family and as we care for each other. Lord, just we need you to be the one that meets us at this time of need. And also, we know that you do, and we know that you show, and you know when we know that you lead. So we want to say thanks, we want to worship you, and we want to acknowledge our dependency upon you this morning as a fellowship and as each individual. We love you. Amen. Right, the notices, I think I've got them all right on the newsletter. I get very little feedback from the newsletter, by the way. I think I've had only two comments, maybe three or four. The majority of them have come from Doug. So if people aren't getting it, let me know. If people think that I would like more in it, let me know. Just Joe?
Judy rang on Friday and asked when we start 10 o'clock again. Well, I thought it was the 24th. John thinks it's the following Sunday. Can someone put us right, please?
I think it is November, is it, that we start?
No.
October.
The first Sunday of October.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No worries, Joe, thank you. Yeah. Okay, so I'll offer that next newsletter for everybody. So it'll be the normal time until the end of October, so the first weekend in October we'll start daylight savings. We'll be back to 10 o'clock services. I just put in a wee notice about the Johnsons. They, because of the difficult situation and the increased persecution that's happening in Burkina Faso, they would like our newsletter not to actually contain any personal information about them. But I will present orally when we have our next missionary service. And if people would like to receive their newsletter with on a regular basis, please let me know or Esther know, and we can forward their information. They have a house now, so that's great, and they seem to be quite settled and enjoying their time there. But they're on the compound, so they're a bit sort of having the need to go out more into the villages and to get outside there. So think of them.
Just speaking on the Johnsons, there's been a lot of terror attacks, and some have called a lot of their missionaries into Ouagadougou and sent some of them home. Pete and Christine have. Well, they think that God has called them to stay in their village, so they'll really need your prayers of peace and protection, just because it is really unsettled over there at the moment.
Thank you, Esther. Neat. Fantastic. And the Bars, of course, are looking at heading over there too, so just pray for guidance for them. They'll have a time in France, but this is a country they hope to work to too. So pray for that situation. Any other notices I missed? Right.
I think Bob had one.
Bob, have you got a notice?
Yes. I would just like to thank Eleanor Collins for donating a heater for our piano. And Eleanor very kindly did that. And we have got it installed. I got so far done, and then I had to call on Doug to give me a hand because I wasn't able to get down far enough. But anyhow, Doug, you saved the day and we got it installed. Thank you very much to you both.
Thank you. Right, any other birthdays and celebrations? We're going to take the offering as from next in the newsletter at the last song today. So, the stage, any birthdays or celebrations?
Judy,
I think there's a new baby, isn't there?
We've got a birthday down here.
Yeah, and I think there's a new baby there as well. So, do you want to come up? Can we sing you happy birthday, eh? You ready?
Happy birthday to you, and Jesus be true. God bless you and keep you, celebrating with you.
Anybody else? Right. It's always the way, isn't it, in a farming community, very few birthdays in September.